it's got another 2 weeks before you can get cleared to play.
Yeah.
Any reason to think you won't make that time frame?
No, not at all. I'll be ready to go, and I'm just, like I said, glad to be out there practicing right now, and I'm feeling good. So, yeah, I just got to be patient.
At what point did you feel like you were 100% back? Like, was it a couple weeks ago?
I couldn't. It was just a process. It was hard to say exactly when. So, but feeling good now.
How disappointed were you when you did get injured? You were making a lot of plays in the preseason, and
yeah, it was tough. But that's part of the game. And I just, you know, I didn't know exactly what had happened right when it happened, but I'm not really thinking about it now, and just moving forward.
How relieved were you that you didn't have to have surgery and that you'd actually be able to come back this season?
Yeah, that was a big relief, because I thought I might have to, but after the MRI and everything, found out that I didn't need it, and that was a positive in that situation.
TJ has stepped in your absence. How much advice have you given him, and has he asked you for advice?
Yeah, talk to him a lot. He sits by me in the meeting rooms, and it's a new sight for him being back there at safety. So he's doing a great job, though, and I've just been giving him, some tips here and there on things, and things for his eyes, and things he's seeing, and he's been doing well.
How encouraging has it been to watch the secondary improve week to week, and knowing that when you come back, you can jump in and help out?
Yeah, it's really encouraging. They've been playing tough, and they had a great game last week, and they're doing nothing but getting better and better, especially out there on the edges, and that's what we need them to do. DJ and Nico and all those guys are doing a great job.